For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no, we're not starting with the draft, but thank you for the open.
Wow.
No, one more time, Kat. We'll get to the lines later, including wide receivers deleting their social medias and things. I will have to have Kenny and Rico translate. No, we're going to start with, to me, the best Pistons win in a decade, and it's setting up Thursday night the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. I have a question, Ricardo, for the people.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask them to aid me with this. Look, last night's game, there's so much to unpack with it because, on one hand, you watch it, I watch it, and you go, I never felt like the Pistons were going to lose. It never felt that way. Cutscene. We're tied with a minute to go. So, okay, hard to square the circle there. Cade was the best player on the floor. He was fabulous. I couldn't be more effusive in my praise of game one, poopy pants. Game two, all NBA performance. Tied with a minute to go. And then you look at, like, stats. And I nerd out on stuff. You dominated them on the glass. Mm-hmm. And look, you're both top 10 rebounding teams. You kicked their ass on the glass, plus 15 margin. You got to the line. Plus 14, I believe, on the free throws, including, I think the Knicks had two at the half. You dominated free points, you dominated second chances, and you had the best player on the floor. Tied with a minute to go, and I'm like, how are we here? How did this happen? All I know is they got one in New York. I need the people to help me because, Rico, here's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if this is an overreaction. I want to know if this is the will of the people. And you know. I just shoot you straight on stuff. Rico, the winner of Thursday night's game is winning this series. There's something, it's like Stephen A. in the song we play T-shirt time. There's something wrong. Like, the Knicks are playing so badly. And Thibodeau, the only thing worse than his demeanor is his comb over. And you're looking
it's
at,
unfair.
It's not unfair. Mama's calling. Shave it.
Let's not make it personal. But
it's not personal. I'm trying to help the guy. Bald is beautiful. Look, Rico, I'm looking at it and I'm telling you that, yes, even if Cade's the best player on the floor, which I'm not ready to go there overall. Last night he was. The Knicks have so much more talent. But if it doesn't play well, they're not hitting open shots. They're crying. They're doing their little, you know, look, you saw the politicking from Tibbs after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That means the Pistons got them right where they want them. Am I overstating whoever wins Thursday night at what should be a venomous snake pit at LCA wins the series?
No, you're not.
Is that factual or fiction?
No, Mike, I think it's fair. I think it's fair, and I'm going to add to that.
Yeah, oh, please.
The reason why I think so is because what you're talking about with Tibbs politicking. It depends on how Thursday night's game is going to be called. If the game is called like it was last night, Pistons will win this thing. They'll win the series. You want to know why the Knicks look absolutely horrible and could have hit a shot in the fourth quarter, they were dead tired. Why? The Pistons were on them like a wet blanket. They were everywhere. It was stifling, and they had to work for every shot. So at the end of the game, no one had any gas left in them. If the refs go back and let them play how whenever, then the Pistons are going to be in a lot of trouble. But watching that game last night, I felt as if I went in a time machine and I was watching late 90s, early 2000s basketball where, son, you didn't bleed, so you're not going to get that call.
That was a war.
You get knocked down to the floor. The referees are literally saying, get up. I'm not calling that. What? What do you want me to say? It went both ways, okay? It really did. Because I'm looking at this like, man, that's Jalen Brunson getting knocked to the floor, and he's not getting the call. Yeah, okay, well, I guess we're going to play this game. I thought it would change, but it never did. It stayed that way.
The other problem, too, you can just miss me with all this. I'm not doing 4 hours of Brunson slander. Any great player in the league, they hunt fouls. Okay, I don't need a lecture about ethical scoring. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy who's going to win the MVP, I guess, is an unethical scorer. His name is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm not doing it.
Let me just stop you right there. It's actually smart play. If I get my man in air, then I'm going to lean into them and shoot the ball. And that's going high school level to pro level. That's just called a smart player.
Brunson's one of the great shot makers in the league. Full stop. All right, yes. Does he want to get to the free throw line? Of course he does. He's 4 feet tall. But he posts you. He'll hit threes. He'll dribble drive. He's got a mid-range floater. Like, it is what it is. I'm not getting into that crap today. The bottom line in all of it, here's the other thing that kind of has got me on the verge. Like, I'm very excited. I talked to Stoney yesterday. Like, I wasn't here last week, so I didn't get to make a pick. I would have selected Nixon 6. Like, I thought the Pistons could get a couple, but here's what got me Thursday. Do you see the spread? Yeah. I know. Uncle Mikey is doing his little thing here. Hold on.
Cash the ticket.
No.
Download it, folks.
It opened up Knicks -1.5, mm-hmm. and that was like alarm bells. Right now, people, right now, Minnie Hooper has a boner. It is currently your Detroit Pistons are 1.5-point favorites. It has crossed the Bifrost. Mm. The Pistons in a home, ending their losing streak. At home.
RIP 15-game streak.
Our favorite in a home playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, if they win Thursday night, it might be. I just would like to hear from you guys. Look, there's a lot to it. You can say your team played well. You did. You can say the Knicks didn't. The delta between these two teams is going to require that. If the Knicks play their A game, you're not beating them. But they haven't. They just haven't. Now, they've outplayed you both fourth quarters. That's a problem. But you split the difference and got what you needed. Now Thursday, do you know all the pressure's on?
New York.
It's not us.
New York. I mean, it's a cliche, but it's because it's true, Mike. Series starts when the visitors win a game.
Oh, geez.
But it happened because now.
It's James Blasta in the afternoon.
No, because now, yeah, Detroit feels a little more comfortable coming back home in their own surroundings. And that's why, yes. If the Pistons can go out there and take game 3, this is a whole different set. And now we may find out what's truly wrong with the Knicks because they haven't played well. And if the Knicks would have won last night, Mike, they would have stolen 2 games in this series. The Pistons should be telling themselves we should be up 2-0 coming home.
Part of what's wrong,
but we gave away a game.
Is Tom Thibodeau. I don't need to hear Thibodeau crying about officiating. How about you wake the F up with that Gene Cady pork chop comb over and you demand Cat get a touch? Look, it's just not your problem here in Detroit. I'm just making a point. Politicking is one thing. Crying's another.
All right,
you can miss me with that, Tibbs.
For 20 seconds, I know we're not doing a WFAN, but
what?
How in the world when you're down 3 with a minute to go, he never touched the ball. You weren't down where you had to shoot a 3. You had a minute to go. So if you get a layup,
yeah,
maybe he gets fouled. It's an and one, or you're just down 1. I'm like, how is Cat not touching the ball?
Right. And that's a YP, not an MP.
Right.
That's a your problem, not our problem.
Right. That's what I said.
But here's where I think your comment is relevant. And no, it's not about FA. It's not about doing New York radio. It is. Are we going to see another game in this series where Karl Anthony Towns doesn't attempt a shot in the fourth quarter?
Right.
See, all of that, and you're tied with a minute. So I'm still keenly aware of the talent differential between the two teams. But the Pistons clearly have a more coordinated attack right now. Tibbs did not respond well. I didn't think the Knicks responded well. The Pistons had a plan. We talked yesterday. I know you weren't here. You know, when the Knicks were blitzing Cade in the opener and how Duren was the guy always on top of the key and he looked like Ben Carter. I shouted you out yesterday. A lot of it yesterday was more Schroeder, more Cade off the ball, or at least getting him the ball in the half court in action where, okay, we can't blitz him. Look, you had a plan. Bickerstaff did a hell of a nice job. You out-rebounded him by 15. You outshot him at the free throw line by 14. Cat didn't take a shot, I don't believe, the last 18 minutes of basketball. Look.
You scored the same amount of points in the second half as Cat.
That's phenomenal. So look. Wow, that's when you put it like that, it's not even insulting. But here's my question. Where are you guys at with it? Look, Thursday to me, it's the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. You have an opportunity to take a command position in a series, and I know I've got like 0-4 PTSD, but there's a little bit of Lakers vibe from the Knicks that you only get to see in a series. Anything before, yeah, like if it's Costa gripping his flagpole, I don't care. That's just fan idiocy. When you watch a series and you actually talk sports and you see it unfolding in real time, no, that's a conversation. And in the words of Stephen A., something is wrong. There's just, they're not right. And it's not Brunson.
No.
Brunson's healthy.
Mike, in this series, what the Pistons have been up about, what, 91 or 92 minutes out of both games?
That sounds like, right.
They just sounds been right. Dominating. Like,
well, last night, did playing... you ever think the Pistons were losing? From onset.
You know what?
I didn't. No, I'm saying once the game started. Forget about the whole prediction radio garbage.
No. When all of a sudden it hit tie game, I was just like, not again.
You
cannot lose this like this again, where you lost a double-digit lead.
I know.
And then
they'll learn how to close games better. They still are young. Your veterans aren't good enough. They'll learn. That's an acquired thing. Does Cade show signs of being a guy that can be a killer at some point? Yes.
Yes. I didn't have Schroeder to hit the three. I'm thinking, no. Oh. Okay, yeah, all right, that works.
Okay. Exactly.
I didn't see that one. I'm like, okay, give it back to Kay. Fine, Kay, why are you shooting? Okay.
Well, Brunson screwed up the switch.
Yeah.
Look, Schroeder had no choice but to take that shot. You know, Brunson drop covered, and all of a sudden, all right, I'm open. I got to take it. And I thought Schroeder was great last night.
Now he was.
We said it. For the short term, I'm happy to have the guy around. I'll never pay that guy a four-year deal.
I mean, the three before that is it bounced all around. I'm like, okay, maybe that's not shooting anymore. Okay, let's just take that one.
It went in.
It did.
They all count.
Right, it
did. I mean, the Knicks had one when the bank was open. Yeah, then the Pistons get to enjoy good shooting touch.
That's true.
Come on now.
That's true.
But does the winner Thursday night win the series? I don't know who's going to win Thursday night. I kind of lean in your direction. I don't know, man. I feel like Pistons may get Tibbs fired. You hate to see it. Yeah, I hate the Knicks.
You get game three, and you get to sit in a spot where you haven't sat in a long time since the going to work Pistons where you're expected to win the series.
God, they won a playoff game. That streak was gross. All right, be curious. We'll get to the people to see what everybody's got to say. Yes, we're going to get to J-Mo. Yeah, I know what it means when a player unfollows his team. Do it at the top of the hour.
No.
Okay. What do you want from me, man? I don't make the news. I just report.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get right to the people. And no, I'm not ignoring the Tigers. I want to do a good hour or two on them, and soon, maybe tomorrow after the day game, I couldn't be more
thrilled with their start. Reasons why, data behind it, I'm thrilled. And it's being powered by two complete X factors, and it doesn't show a sign of slowing down, but we can't do it today. Pistons break their losing streak in the playoffs. We've got, hey, Kenny, when do the Wings play? We have the Pistons with their most consequential game in 15 years, and I've just offered this out there. I've offered it out there. This is just where I'm at. It doesn't matter what you feel before a series. It matters what's happening in real time. Tell me if this is radio hyperbole or reality. I feel like whoever wins Thursday is winning this thing. And I'm leaning towards Pistons are going to win Thursday. None of the confirmation bias matters. The games matter. And the Knicks aren't playing well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, you can spare me with the whole we're locking them up. They have plenty of open shots and they're not hitting them. So just miss me with that. You can take it to a fan blog. Watch the games. There are plenty of open looks. The Knicks aren't hitting them.
So for clarity's sake, too, you bring up gambling odds and all this stuff all the time. You have cash the ticket, obviously. How does the line moving to the Pistons' favor affect your confidence level in your take of the Pistons are going to win?
Bricked up.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The fact that that line was 6.5 and 7.5 in New York, and it was 1.5 here, that was danger, Will Robinson danger. The fact that it flipped over to Pistons being favored, come on, get your Mini Hooper outfit on.
I'll be there. I'll be in attendance.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Kenny, you are aware they're not wearing skates Thursday.
I saw there wasn't going to be ice there. It was a little confusing, but yes, I'm well aware.
You're going to a Pistons game.
Hell yeah. It's a playoff game in my town. What? I have to go.
He told me. I said the same thing. Like,
that's big news right there.
Detroit Pistons?
I didn't realize I was breaking something massive. Yeah.
Okay, so Kenny, when they go Detroit, you're supposed to go basketball.
Shoot the puck. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
You know, basketball is actually a sport. With the way they play in the NBA today, you can yell shoot it. I mean, if they pass the logo, you technically, it's a good shot. Let's get to the people. We'll get ticket text in a moment. Yes, we'll get to the JMO stuff at 3, but we got to give the Pistons their respect. That was an incredible win last night. Tell me if I'm nuts about Thursday. D, Southfield, 97.1. What's up, D?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, D. What's on your mind, D?
Man, y'all took all my talking points, all right?
What
That's
happened?
Number one.
You know what, D? Act like we didn't say it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's the okay. D show. Do your thing.
But I will say this. I will add this. Game 3 is more important for the Knicks because we've seen Detroit respond, the Pistons respond from a heartbreaker. How does the Knicks respond from a heartbreaker? Mm-hmm. If they don't, they might be on skates going into game 4. And here's my thing. You just brought it up. Thibodeau's job is on the line. If they lose, because they went all in this year.
He's gone.
And they were supposed to make it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. But they went all in. If they get bounced in the first round, that roster's going to look a little different next year, mm-hmm. and Tibbs will not be there as coach.
Agree totally. No, and D, listen, he should be fired for allowing a player of Karl Anthony Towns' ability to not shoot the ball the last 15 minutes of a game. Like, you should get fired. He should be fired for the haircut alone.
More so if you kept Cat out of – you took him out of the game.
Yeah. And look, there's no defense on the planet that is able in today's NBA to neutralize a player like Cat, who's one of the greatest shooting big men in the history of the league and can post you. They didn't give him the ball. That's on Tibbs. Now, again, if I'm the Pistons, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Right. Tobias Harris played great defense, but come on, man. On Cat, but
– you know what?
Design a play for him.
Tobias with 15 and 13 – That's as big time as it gets.
Right.
I know he had more scoring. This was a more even performance. And the rebounding, look, you were number 6 in rebounding. Knicks were number 9. You dominated them on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're going to do that and you're going to be a plus 14 at the free throw line, Rico, you absolutely can win this thing. I'm with you in this. I've got to see how they're going to officiate it.
Yes.
Last night, they allowed a highly physical game to be physical.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it, that's advantage you.
If any young man is like, hey, what was it like back then? It was that game right there where no blood, no foul. Now, going into this one, the fact that the rebounding might, it's effort. The Pistons have shown more effort. They've shown more tenacity on defense. They've just been everything. They're not really allowing a ton of open shots. The Knicks will get them, but they got to work for them. They're going to have to use the clock.
It's the playoffs. Of course you got to work for it.
But I guess I didn't see the Pistons playing this way, being that this was something new to them. Look, and they're going out there, and they look like the veteran team, not the Knicks.
They look better put together because I feel like there's a disconnect here between
Thibodeau and that roster. Something is not. I think Bickerstaff's doing a better job through two games. That's all I can tell you. Mm-hmm. We're going to see, you know, again, haircut plus a better game plan. That's the key for Thibodeau. In that order. Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yes,
I agree with you. I think the winner Thursday wins the series. I think the Pistons are going to win. I just think, like you brought up the Lakers-Pistons series, where the Pistons just seem to be playing a better brand of team basketball, they seem to be trusting each other a little bit more. But I do want to point out something to you. The Pistons did not shoot well from three last
night. No, they were morbid. They were horrible.
Yeah, they were like 22% for the game. If they would have matched the Knicks' percentage based off of what they took, that they would have been a blowout.
Yes.
They just, I mean, other than the clutch three that Schroeder made at the end of the fourth quarter, they did, and they had how many open looks did they have?
They had a bunch, because here's the thing, Jason, like, not to nerd out, because I know I'll lose my entire audience, but like, Jason, the Knicks switching on the perimeter, their communication, you know, they've been awful through two games. Awful. I mean, how on God's green earth is the guy you leave in the corner Malik Beasley? You know, a guy who hit 300 three-pointers this year. So, like, that's the coaching element. It's the communication element. I haven't seen it through two games. And you're right. The Pistons had looks that normally would go down, and they didn't. The offset is you got to the free throw line, and you killed them on the glass.
Yes. So if the Pistons wake up from three and the Knicks aren't defending like they have the first two games, I mean, I think it's game, set, match, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, no, listen, if they win Thursday night, I'm leaning that way, man.
If the Pistons start the game off the way they started game one and game two, I think the game three will be a boat race, because I think the Knicks fed off their crowd. And I think the Detroit crowd and Kenny Cotton, they will will the Pistons to a double-digit victory. Mike,
I can't say Kenny Cott is going to will anyone to anything.
Yes, you can.
You don't have the will to get out of bed.
I'm the impetus of change, Mike.
Oh, you know what? Fine. I didn't even know you knew what that word meant.
I was fine. Impressed.
Every time I use a word more than two syllables long, you guys go, "Oh, monolith." That's a triple word score.
I was about to say, he did write, he said impetus, right? Okay.
Right. His normal vernacular is grunts, farts, and burps.
I set the bar low, so when I exceed it, you guys are very
Kenny,
impressed.
I thought you meant the other one, but anyway.
I'm about to go very fast.
But no, if they start off and they go into halftime with a double-digit lead, there's no Nick crowd. There's no Spike Lee. There's no people sitting on this and to will you to this victory like they've done.
Again, and I will say this again. Nobody would take more pleasure. I don't care about right, wrong, or otherwise. If the Pistons beat the Knicks, do you understand the laugh factory that is for me? I hate the Knicks. I grew up out East. I hate them. They are the most overrated franchise in all of professional sports. They are the Cowboys, minus a cool helmet. And I don't like Spike Lee. I don't need to see John McEnroe dressing like a teenager with a bunch of trinkets around his neck.
No 50 Cent and Fat Joe?
Don't need it. And Fat Joe ain't fat no more. Ditch the nickname.
Average Joe. So wait, will you be courtside? Will you be a part of the Detroit celebrity sitting courtside?
It's draft night.
Hey, that's Mike Vellini.
Definitely not. Listen, if I'm listed as a celebrity, you know your town's got up its game. Just please. But I want to get to it, because here's the other thing. Thursday night, I have to tell you, the Pistons, for me, have become the focus, and the draft goes to the background. Is that crazy?
No. Last night determined everything. Because had they went down 0-2,
I think
that the NFL would have been the focus.
I just hope fans bring it, man. I want that place to be nasty.
See, I think I'm still focused on the NFL because of the storyline. The Piston game, I know.
Oh, you mean after Brad trades J-Mo? And ruins our show for a week?
There you go.
I'm kidding. But we'll talk about it at 3.
Breaking news.
The man unfollowed the Lions. That's apparently a thing.
No.
Just a quick news update. Anthony Edwards, the superstar from the T-Wolves, fined $50,000.
Why is that, Michael?
Yeah, you don't seem to see this every day. For yelling at a fan that his dinkus was bigger than his, and he also makes more money, too. I know Kenny's always found that to be a charming conversation starter. But yeah, that's welcome to the NBA. Like, Anthony, what are you doing? Seriously. To the people, but we will go ticket text first. I have asked the question. I'm leaning towards Thursday, winner takes this series. But I'm also leaning towards picking the Pistons. I have now gotten the data I need, which is two games. I'm getting Lakers vibes from the Knicks. And what I mean is there's a disconnect. They're sloppily coached. And they're pressing a little bit. Now, Brunson is Brunson. He's awesome. But they're not getting anything out of Josh Hart. Karl Anthony Towns, if you're a dog, you demand the basketball. How did no one on that coaching staff go, oh, can we get one touch for Cat? He didn't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter.
Look, yeah, the way he started the game, I was like, he's going to be a problem.
100%. Especially without Beef Stew last night. And they just decided to never go back to it. Which, again, that's a you problem, right, not a me problem.
For me, it's how well did Tibbs politic in the post-game press conference? How well did he influence the refs in the league to say, hey, it was a little too physical. Let's go back to the way it used to be. Protect my guy.
I think because the Pistons were smart. They read the room. Mm-hmm. They understood what they could get away with. And they did it.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Keep going until the refs start blowing, you know, calling fouls.
Kenny, some ticket texts. Please don't read these as questions. Thank you.
LCA is going to be crazy. I'm not surprised at all that the Knicks are not the favorite. That's from Bill.
Question? Go ahead.
Knicks are tired, man. They only played 8 players all year. That's their problem. That's from John.
That is not their problem. You're just using a lazy narrative.
Why doesn't Thibodeau give up that hair?
Hold on. Time out. I agree with that one. If they're so exhausted, why are they kicking your ass in the fourth quarter? Like, don't make things up. Wow. We just don't need to do it. Yes, they play their starters a lot.
I'm going to need you not to bring up facts.
I know. Facts are mean. Okay. You can't do that in today's day and age. Go ahead.
Pistons have beat the Knicks like a drum all season. That's why people wanted the Knicks over the Bucks in the first round.
Regular season has no parallel to postseason, but thank you for playing.
And for two of those games, the Knicks did not have Cat for one and they didn't have 3 starters for the other.
You've got to stop with the facts.
You're right.
Okay?
Where's the car flag? Let's go.
I'm just saying, it's if you wanted them, you could want them, but you couldn't want them for that reason. Right. The regular season doesn't translate to the postseason. It never has. It never will.
We've gotten quite a bit of those texts saying that, citing the regular season record on the Pistons beating the Knicks.
3 words, low-hanging fruit.
Because, Kenny, if anything, it was 1-1 when the teams were even. Because 2 of the wins, they were minus starters.
Yeah,
because they didn't take you seriously early on. Because you had just come off of that horrific season.
Hey, you got to win over the Celtics. You want us? Yeah, there was no Jaylen Brown or KP. But again, facts. The point is, you're beating them now. Look at the games. Watch the games. The reasons are evident in front of your face now.
So if they beat the Celtics and the Cavs, they could win it all.
Yeah, not happening.
I don't want to start having faith and be let down, but a win Thursday would really help. That's from John.
John, that's the whole bar to clear. If you wanted to make it a series, you had to split in New York. Check. Huge performance last night. You want to win this series? I think you got to win game 3. Because the Knicks, to me, don't look like a team that's going to handle pressure. And look, I don't think it's totally Karl Anthony Towns' fault, but he's getting shredded in New York. He is being called a Cat enthusiast by everyone, which was kind of the knock in Minnesota. Is he an all-NBA talent? Absolutely.
Doesn't help when your coach doesn't diagram plays for you.
Also, that haircut.
I don't care if the Pistons are the favorite. That's from Joe.
You don't care if they're the favorite. What do you care about, Joe?
I don't know. Ask Joe.
Fun text.
They're going back to work.
I think, a couple of other people have pointed this out, that they're just scared of, they're the favorite, but they're scared of their own shadow, essentially.
Don't do that. Enjoy it. Guys, for how long did we want the Pistons to just not be embarrassing? Think about that. Like, Kenny, what did you say to me pre-show? You used a phrase, and I'm like, if you apply that to anything in life, do you see how sad that is? What did
you say? Slightly above terrible or something. Yeah, we were talking about Javi Baez. Yeah.
You're like, Mike, he's been slightly above terrible. And I'm like, Kenny, that only in sports would that be something anyone would say. I'm like, apply that. Hey, Kenny, how's your relationship going? Slightly above terrible. Like, you can't use that. Kenny, how's your day going? Slightly above awful. But no, just enjoy it, man.
You're slightly less miserable than yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you're tied in a playoff series, and this team's got to come here. And if we know anything about this city, the fans are going to bring it. The fact is, Kenny Cott will be there. You don't even like basketball.
The second that I saw them win that game, I was like, that was solidified my decision. And I was like, I know what LCA is going to be like, because I've seen LCA loud only a small handful of times, because what reason would there be for them to be very loud?
How embarrassing. The Pistons have made multiple playoff runs, and the Wings still haven't played their first LCA playoff game. And the Wings are the main tenant.
I think we got calls to get to or something's going on here on the phone.
We'll go to Anthony 97.1. Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
What up, Joe? How y'all doing today?
Good, Anthony. What's on your mind, pal?
Last time the Pistons won a playoff game was 2008. I was in eighth grade. I'll be 31 this year. So,
oof.
Yeah,
oh, man, you're making me feel old. Come on now.
And I've been to rap concerts at LCA with some of the biggest artists in music, and I know how loud it can get, and I'm thinking about diving into my savings to go to get a good seat without my wife knowing. But
now, Anthony, yeah, let me ask you a question. I'll let you get to the rest of your call, but you've piqued my interest. What is the alibi you're going to offer your wife to go and do this? Like, where are you supposed to be?
I'm telling her I'm out shopping for diamond earrings.
Man, you better come up with something a little better than that. Honey, I'm out shopping for earrings. You come home and you smell like roasted almonds. That's not going to work, Anthony.
And she's going to be like, so where are the earrings? Eventually, you're going to have to buy those earrings.
He comes home with a teal jersey. Those are not earrings.
Or they put me on the cam on the game or something like that. You know how that goes. Game three is important, but I feel like game four is a little bit more important because, the Knicks know how LCA is going to be, just like how we know Madison Square Garden was going to be after game one. And, like, you know, if they ref it like they did last night, is it fair to say that's one of the best ref games I've seen in a long time in the NBA?
Okay, it depends on what. Okay,
if you like physical basketball, it was a great game.
For our purposes in Detroit, Anthony, yes. Mm-hmm. For the rest of America, no. That's just simply not what people want to watch.
I know, like, old heads like you, y'all. The old heads I talk to, they hate the NBA. They think everything's a 3-point shot. I'm like, you really don't watch the NBA all that much, so I can tell. But, if you love that kind of basketball, you love the. This whole playoffs been good. If not, besides.
Hold on. The whole playoffs outside of basically your two games. Steve. Yeah, some of these other games. I mean,
I think OKC is favored by 14 points tonight. So.
Yep, those have been solid, no question. But on the level, that was a bad weekend of basketball. Even if you took the Grizzlies 51-point decapitation out, every game was double figures.
But yeah, Anthony, last night it was a throwback. I enjoyed it because I was like, I haven't seen this in a long time. Like, okay, I know they're not going to call this game this way for the rest of the series, but for last night.
Okay. If they let the Pistons play that physical, the series be over in five games.
It would.
And the Pistons.
Another five-game sweep.
I would give them credit in this regard. They identified it early. They didn't cry about it. They leaned into it. And they tailored their play to it. Why did they end up at the free throw line? Well, they weren't wasting a lot of time with hero shots.
Mm-hmm.
Driving it to the lane, being aggressive. I don't want to hear from Tom Thibodeau crying about the officials. I don't. Brunson gets plenty of calls. The game was physical. You had people open. You didn't hit shots. Full stop. I mean, here you are. You're messing up rotations with under a minute to go in a playoff game. I can't help you. The refs ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's your problem.
Yeah, it's not our problem. I just Kenny at a basketball game Thursday. I would love nothing more than for Kenny to be put up on that Jumbotron on the fan cam.
See, I want Kenny just decked out in full Pistons gear with the foam finger and everything.
Rico, use your connections. You got Costa on the big screen on TV. That could be me. Yeah, you're almost, Mr. TV, Mark.
And you almost got him. You almost got him a divorce.
That's true. She looked miserable in that TV there.
Well, you try living with that guy.
I had nothing to do with that. Okay, that's on him. That's on him and his cat. Not me.
Okay. All right. 248-539-9797. Paul Sarah, are you going to grace us with your presence?
Well, no, I was just going to add to she was feeling slightly above terrible in that situation.
Exactly. That's how I feel about your hat today.
She was ready to go.
That should honestly be the new MSU commercials because Paul Sarah's wearing a Spartan hat. Michigan State, slightly above terrible.
Yeah, the basketball team was good. Oh, they made the Elite Eight, Mike.
We don't hang banners for it. You know who said that? You know who said that? Tom Frank Izzo.
It was slightly above terrible.
Slightly above terrible.
Okay, it wasn't bad.
It was slightly above terrible. Michigan State basketball. Or Michigan State football. Actually terrible. All right, we will get to the... I know. It's okay. It's liberating to say
basketball,
it.
I had fun.
We will get to more Pistons later. We've got to get to this JMO thing. Why? You guys demand it. And I need the youngins out here to help me. Because apparently JMO unfollowing the team on socials has sent the sports world into a tizzy. And Rico was not here yesterday. He gets to comment on the trade rumors that I don't know where these are coming from or what sense it would make. We'll talk about it.
I thought you meant the Brock Purdy slam.
All right, let's touch the table. It is draft week. There's football everywhere. Let's package it up nice for everybody. It is time for football today.
I am not.
I thought it was Rico's blitz. I'm sorry.
No, this is...
totally got that backwards.
Nope, try again. We're approaching the draft, and CBS has put out a list of the critical questions leading up to the draft. They had their experts answer. I want your guys' take on all of these things, because these are the major
stories. Won't be able to sleep if I don't get the answers
to
these.
That is correct.
All right, go ahead.
Let's start something real easy that everybody's been talking about ad nauseum, so I just want to get it out of the way. How do you project Travis Hunter being used in the NFL?
Corner, alone. He's not a wide receiver. College, you got to play loose, run one route, use his athleticism against kids that are going to be working at Rite Aid. I just think he's a corner. I don't think he's a wideout. Rico, you can feel free to slap me down.
No, I think primarily corner, special teams, like kickoff, punt, return type of things. And they will allow him maybe 5 offensive plays, like trick plays, that type of thing. But other than that, his main job is corner. Side hustle is everything else.
The follow-up to that being, do you expect him to be a master of all trades? Does that hurt his ability to be a jack of one trade?
No.
I don't. I'm not saying he's going to be Deion, but a lot like how they used Deion back in the day. Deion was a corner.
Did you just say he's going to be Deion?
Okay. Who moonlighted.
I think he did.
Did some offensive plays, did kickoff, punt return, that type of thing.
Well, hey, listen, he got his number retired before Deion did. Glad I wasn't here for that show.
You know,
I would have lost it.
He won a Heisman, so I'm okay with him getting the number retired. You and I—that's special. Now his son Shador.
Okay, just keep.
The next question on the list: Who
Joel
is
Joel Klatt had better numbers?
Okay,
just keep this thing rolling. Who is the safest prospect in this draft? The experts here said are kind of split between Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanty.
Abdul Carter. The guy played in the playoff with one arm and dominated. The guy has just learned how to play the edge position and played roughly 12 games, and he looks every bit of Micah Parsons. Abdul Carter, to me, even if he just was a guy, go get the quarterback and kill everyone. I'd say him, and I'll never predict running back success because it's schematic. I think Mason Graham's incredibly safe. High motor, high performance. He's got hands like Aaron Donald. Those would be my two, brother. Go ahead. Feel free.
No, for me, it is Abdul Carter, only because he is at the top of the defensive line and all in the defense. He is that guy. Everybody else is kind of thrown into a pot of, okay, depends on who you like. Quarterback Cam is going to go one, but it's quarterback, so you don't know.
Not safe.
But the safest, probably Abdul Carter and maybe Travis Hunter, because at least I know I'm getting at cornerback.
So talking about names that people would know, who has the biggest red flag? They're saying either James Pierce and Colston Loveland makes their list.
Yeah. Why does Loveland make the
list?
And
Isaiah Bond. Loveland, it says he averaged just 6.8 missed tackles forced per reception in college, which is crazy low for a locked-in first-round tight end prospect.
Yeah, also had Gumby throwing him the ball. They had no quarterback play. Loveland's a really nice player. God, why am I saying nice things about Wolverines? Aren't I just a Sparty Kremlin incel?
All right. You pretty much are. You hate Michigan State. You love Michigan.
Yeah. Go blue. All right. Here's my thing. The James Pierce thing is inescapable to me. The things that came out of Tennessee at the combine about Pierce, Rico, how do I work around that?
Yeah.
Uncoachable. No effort. Arrogant. The teammates knew he didn't want to be there. I don't know. It would probably be Pierce.
I used to see him as high as a top 10 pick, and now he's like in the middle. And now I've seen a lot of drafts. He doesn't exist in the first round. You said red flags?
Yeah, also Isaiah Bond on this list as well.
Well, he just stunk. He just wasn't very good. Grass isn't always greener.
Well, it was also the sexual assault charges that they bring up.
Well, okay, you want that too? Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. I thought we were keeping this on the field primarily. Like, you know, didn't try, but okay.
A red flag.
You know what? You're right. I'm wrong. Shoot the puck.
Now, I think
you're right.
I think the other a red flag, because I don't know what the injury situation is going to be Will Johnson. If he's Will Johnson pre-injury, if he's Will Johnson pre-injury, he's going to be lights out. But that injury just kept lingering and lingering. It's like, okay, what's going on there? But other than that, no. And maybe Shador Sanders, because for some reason, his stock is falling right there with James Pierce.
Say it known as good ear.
Said the Giants are drafting Shador Sanders.
Four words, Mike, you were right. That's all I need.
No, you're not getting that.
Come on.
No.
Damn it. I honestly, I'm just praying Shador goes like 18th. Here's going to be me at home.
Oh, but let him go third.
And then here's Rico at home. I know. I'm aware the price here.
At that point, just take your phone and throw it in a bathtub full of water because I'm going to be blowing it up.
Fantastic. So this is for everybody at home who has not been locked into mock drafts and all this. Best position group in the draft, worst position group in the draft.
Worst has got to be quarterback or wide receiver. Best is probably defensive line, interior D-line even. If Kenneth Grant's the fourth best D-tackle, we're doing something right here. That's me. Go ahead.
I was going to say probably best is probably either edge rusher or tackle. Because it's loaded. Like, if you miss one, don't worry. There's like four or five other ones that'll do you just as well. Worst, wide receiver. I don't think you'll see a wide receiver taken. You may see two running backs taken before you see your first wide receiver taken.
Next on the list here, who's a surprise team who you think will target a quarterback? They're saying either the Rams or the Seahawks are their primary two.
Surprise team. Who will target a QB that would be a surprise? See, I guess I'm not really surprised because most teams just don't have one. And even if you have one, you don't have one. But yeah, I mean, Kenny, if the Rams did it, I'd be surprised. I'd be okay saying that.
You wouldn't see it as like an heir apparent type of thing? But
that's where it's hard for me to, like, Stanford's a million years old. They got a short window. They got a cheap defense. If they drafted a QB, it wouldn't shock me. But I'll play Kenny's game. Okay, Rams.
And you said the Colts? Would be another team, Kenny?
The Seahawks.
No, I would say the Colts. The Colts would shock me because
You've got Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson competing for time. You need a quarterback.
Right. That's why it's like if there's one there.
I'll give you one. Paul Serra's Miami Dolphins.
And that was my next one.
I mean, that franchise is a shipwreck. The two best guys don't even want to be on the team no more.
And if I could, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I like that. I like when Jerry Jones just basically bleeps himself. That's very exciting.
Expect the unexpected. Yeah, absolutely.
On a Bond yacht, no less.
Dak may not be ready. I need a guy. Hey, look, this guy is here. There's Shador sitting there because the Giants passed on him. We're going to take him at 12.
What if J-Mo ended up there? Okay, let's keep it moving.
And this last one is for you, Mike. Who is the one top prospect you expect to slide the furthest? They have James Pierce, obviously. They have Jalen Walker. They also have your boy, Shador Sanders.
I think it's Shador. I just, none of these quarterbacks belong in the first round. It's just, does my team need a quarterback? Of course we do. I can't take a guy who's a second round pick, third overall. I can't do it. I'll say Shador.
See, I think Shador. Kenny, I don't think he gets past pick 9 with the Saints. But I think Pierce may fall out of the first round where it's going to be a hot topic in Detroit if he's sitting there at 28 and it's like, well, you got to take him, right? No, you don't because you'll pass on him.
All right, and that is In Football Today.